I'd like to continue talking about the Mangala Sutta, the 38 blessings as taught by the Lord Buddha. We've gotten through several days already at Wat Chom Thong, and now I'd like to continue here at Nong Pakaw Meditation Center in Mae Hong Son. Just to recap, the Mangala Sutta is the discourse on blessings was taught in the Jetavana Mahavihara in Savatthi in India. And one night at the very end of the night, the darkest part of the night, there suddenly arose a great light in Jetavana, covering the whole of the park. If such a thing were to come to our center, we might be quite excited and surprised. We might think it was a UFO, or we might be quite agitated by it, to see such a sight. But in the time of the Buddha, this was a very common scene in Jetavana, because all of the angels wanted to come down and hear the teaching of the Lord Buddha. Even today we make an invitation to the angels when we teach the Dhamma. Before we do the reciting of the Dhamma, we invite the angels to listen, because it was such a rare thing to hear. The angels are being very special beings. Many of them are quite interested to hear the teaching of the Lord Buddha. So then this angel came down, having lit up the whole of Jetavana, and asked the Lord Buddha, what are the blessings? Because of course in that time everyone had said this was a blessing or that was a blessing. Some people thought the blessing was to have lots of cows. Some people thought it was a blessing when you heard an owl in the morning, or when you had a horseshoe, or when you had a rabbit's foot. They thought these things were good luck, were auspicious. But the blessings the Lord Buddha taught were quite different from all of this. And so now we get to the verse that goes, Dhanancha dhammacariyaca yatakanancha sangho anavacani kamani eta mangkhalamutama. Na dhanancha. Dhana means charity. Dhammacariyaca. Dhammacariya is the practice of the Dhamma, living by the Dhamma. Yataka nancha sangkoho. To be helpful towards one's relatives. Anavacani kamani kamani. To have deeds which are blameless, to have actions which are blameless. Blameless action. Etamang kalamutamang. This is a blessing in the highest sense. Dana, charity, Charity means to give something which you have to someone else who might find it useful. It's a way of giving up our greed and our stinginess and our attachment to self. When we give, it's for not just for the benefit of the person who receives, but we do it. When we do it, we should think of it as a benefit for ourselves as well. That it helps us to destroy our attachment to ourselves and attachment to our possessions and so on. And dana is of two kinds. Dana is amisa dana and dhamma dana. Of course, there are many kinds, but here we keep it short, we'll say there are two kinds. Amisa dana is when you give objects, things that you own. When you have something useful. Normally we have as a base four things. When we give one, we give clothing to other people. Two, we give food to other people. Three, we give shelter to other people. And four, we give medicines to other people. These four things are things which people really can't do without. Even monks and nuns, we have these four requisites. And every day we do chanting to remind ourselves that we should use these requisites properly. But to give these things is a great blessing. It makes the person who gives feel happy. It creates friendship between the two people. It creates love, and it creates harmony, and it creates happiness in the world. So this is considered to be a great blessing. But the second kind of gift is called dhamma dana. It's the gift of the truth. To give a gift of the teaching of the enlightened ones. They say, sapatanang tamatanang jinati. The gift of the truth is greater than all other gifts. And so I've always encouraged other people, when someone comes to understand the truth, it's also very important that we go and share this gift with other people. Not to be stingy and just keep it for ourselves. We come and meditate, so then we got a benefit, and we're going to go back and share it with anyone. But when you realize what is the truth, when you come to understand impermanence, you come to understand why we suffer all the time, why we have this suffering or that suffering, you come to let go of things, you have to teach other people how to let go as well. If you want to really be happy, you have to bring happiness to other people. This doesn't mean you just go around teaching everybody else. You're teaching people who don't want to hear. Sometimes people are not interested. They don't really want to hear what you have to say. You have to give to people who want something from you. When someone asks you to teach, though, you teach them. This is, in brief, this is a description of dana. When we give, we should give to suitable people, the people who it's appropriate to give to. And when we see that someone is in need of something, maybe they don't understand this or they don't understand that, we can teach them. Or maybe they don't have any food or they don't have any shelter, so you can give them food or give them shelter or so on. Medicine when they need, so. This is a great blessing. A blessing in the ultimate sense. Much more of a blessing than cows. If you have lots of cows, not a real and true blessing. But when you give away your cows, then you could consider this a blessing. When you give away things that other people might find useful. Dhammacariyaca. It's the practice of the Dhamma, living by the Dhamma. The Dhamma of the Lord Buddha, the 84,000 teachings. I can't explain all of how we practice all the Dhamma. Even the Mangala Sutta, it takes many days. Just one sutta takes many days to explain how to practice all of these blessings, how to have these blessings. But we have some guidelines as to what is the Dhamma, what is the Vinaya of the Lord Buddha, what is the teaching of the Lord Buddha, of the Enlightened One. The characteristics of the Dhamma are, it's for giving up of craving. Whatever it is that leads us to give up craving, you can say that is the Dhamma of the Lord Buddha. Whatever leads us to be content with what we have, or content even with little, when we only have a very little to be when we can be content, whatever leads to contentment, whatever leads to give up suffering, whatever leads us to give up suffering, this is the Dhamma of the Lord Buddha. Whatever leads us to develop effort, to be able to work harder, to be more energetic, whatever leads us to put out effort, this is the teaching of the Lord Buddha. Whatever makes us easy to satisfy, and so on. Whatever leads us to Nibbana, to freedom from suffering. If we want to put it all in brief, we can summarize the Dhamma of the Lord Buddha as the four foundations of mindfulness. When we practice mindfulness of the body, watching the feet, watching the hands, watching the stomach rising and falling, this is the teaching of this is the Dhamma. And this is the practice. We should all feel very proud that some people, they never come to practice the Dhamma. They only listen and study the Dhamma. But when it comes to practicing, they never had the thought that they should come and actually practice. So here we're coming, we practice all the time, rising, falling, walking, right goes thus, left goes thus, and so on. We practice mindfulness of the feelings when we have pain or aching or sore, so we say pain, pain. When we feel happy, 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 calm, we say calm, calm. We're thinking about the past or future, we're thinking, thinking. And we're liking, disliking, drowsiness, distraction, doubt, and acknowledge liking, liking, disliking, drowsing. This is the teaching of the Lord Buddha. When we practice this, this is a great blessing for us. It leads us to see clearly, both inside of ourselves and in the world around us, and it leads us to find freedom. Everyone wants to be free, and it leads us to peace, and everyone wants to have peace. It leads us to happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. Yataka nancha sangho. We have to be helpful towards our relatives. Our relatives, we're not going to go into great detail. It's obvious that when we live in the world, we have to be helpful towards our relatives. Never give them up. Never throw away or forget about our relatives. Even monks have to rely on their relatives. Everyone, a person who has relatives, this is a very special thing. But here, when we're in the Dhamma, we have to consider each other to be relatives. We have to rely on each other. How do we rely on each other? Sometimes we can teach each other the right way. But most important is we give a supportive environment. That we invite people here to practice, make it a suitable environment to practice in. We have everyone take on the practice of the Dhamma and the Vinaya. We have to keep certain rules. And we have to make it conducive to follow these rules. We have to support each other to follow the rules that we have in place. We have to support each other to practice the Dhamma which we teach. And we see each other practicing, we see each other keeping to the practice which we follow, then it's a great support for us. If we just had to go and practice off in the forest by ourselves, it may be very difficult. We don't have the support of our relatives. We can say we're sisters and brothers in the Dhamma. This is very important. It's a great blessing. Some meditators have even expressed their feeling of how great it is to practice in a group, how much support it gives to you when you practice together. Yatakananca sangho anavacani kamani itamangkalamutamang. Anavacani kamani means that whatever we do has to be free from blame, free from treachery, free from bad intentions. That our actions, before we speak, before we act, we have to be sure that our mind is pure. We should never act or speak with a heart which is covered over with greed or with anger or with delusion. When we speak or when we act, our minds should be clear. We should know that this is for the benefit of ourselves and the benefit of the other person. This is for happiness and for peace, for freedom from suffering. This is not in order to bring hardship to the other person or to bring suffering to the other person or suffering to anyone. We can see how important it is to be mindful. Because it's very easy to forget and to say and to do things which are a cause for suffering. There's no need to hate ourselves for bad things we've done, but only to wake ourselves up. To bring ourselves to see everything that we do. To know before we act, before we speak, is this a good thing to say, a good thing to do? To have mindfulness. Why we train ourselves every moment to be mindful. Because when we practice in this way, we can see when anger arises, we can see when greed arises. And at least when we practice, then we can cut off the link between our bad intentions and our actions. So that when we act, it will be free from greed or free from anger. And then when we take this into our life, we can also act and speak in a way that is free from evil intention, from bad intention. This is a great blessing. It leads us to be free from bad karma, and free from the results of bad karma, and free from guilt, free from suffering. Means we are truly mindful and we can be free from suffering. So these are the latest set of blessings, among the 38 blessings.